Howdy.
Welcome to the Quarantine Podcast.
I'm your host, Logan, with my roommates, Nick and Ryan. What's up?
What's up, boys?
Yo, I want to, like, buy a banjo to play underneath your opening howdy.
Oh, like, you've just been sitting over there smirking for the last 5 minutes, and now I know why.
Yeah, I just thought of that. I was really excited. I was thinking of, like, tomorrow now I can come in with a musical interlude underneath you.
I really hope you don't. Do not buy a banjo. It would make you substantially worse as a roommate.
Yes.
All right. So today we're getting into something a little bit different. We're ranking different cuisines.
Yeah.
How'd you guys go about this?
Just thinking of food and which one made me the wettest.
That's a good one to rank.
Thinking of food and which ones make me the happiest.
Okay. Yeah. Same idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Googling like I guess I needed sometimes like where do different classifications fall for different types of food.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty much lined up with where I thought it would.
I also feel like all of this is kind of like in an Americanized filter, because I haven't traveled the world enough to be like, ooh, the plums from Italy are like superb. Like, I don't know. Like, this is all stuff that I can get here in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, like, it's all going to be like Americanized to,
various
degrees.
I think that's a good way of putting it, because, that's going to be a very big part of my list, too.
Right.
Just like the American.
And like,
it's the American.
Right. Then maybe the food would be better at the actual place, but we're working with what we got.
Yeah.
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 All right. You want to start?
My number six, Jewish.
Same.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. This is the one I forgot.
Yeah. Because I think this is a wide range, because not only is it a nice little Reuben, you know, you get some matzo ball soup in there.
Well, does a Reuben count as Jewish food? That's
yes.
my question.
100%. It's Jewish deli.
But it's not kosher.
Yeah, because it's meat and cheese.
Thank you, Ryan.
No, you don't have to. What do you mean? Katz's is, like, all those places are kosher. They don't put cheese on it.
No, they do.
Some of the
Katz's is not kosher.
Sorry, Katz isn't kosher. Carnegie was?
Second
Avenue. Or Second
Avenue. Yeah.
Like, there are kosher. Like, Reubens are considered American Jewish.
They're American Jewish, but yeah.
I guess, sir.
And, yes, the kosher places will still make you a Reuben.
But
like,
I think
that's a good
Ben's
Jewish deli.
Would make you a
and
Reuben.
I think what's something that stands out about American Jews, as opposed to Jews in the rest of the world, is the fact that we don't keep kosher. The majority of American Jews do not keep kosher.
Fair.
And I think that is very substantial in terms of this ranking.
Fair. But I also, I'm considering, like, knishes, rogaloff, stuff like that.
That's
like
vodka,
matzo
ball soup.
Yeah. There's enough stuff that's not just Jewish deli.
Yeah.
Even though Jewish deli is fantastic.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could have an argument. Bagels. Do they fall into this category?
Of course.
Yeah. So we got a lot. We got a lot going here.
Yeah,
you know?
Lox.
Yeah.
Lox and cream cheese.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jewish culture has inspired a lot.
Absolutely.
My number six is one that I didn't have until the first time, like, a year ago.
This is most of the cuisines, but continue.
No. The others I've been eating my entire life.
Uh-huh.
Thai food.
Yeah.
I love Thai food. It's just noodle-based. And I love noodles with chicken.
They also have rice dishes and curries.
Curry, sure.
What's
like,
your go-to? Are you a Patsy U?
Patsy U chicken.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great dish.
Yeah.
The rice noodles are really good. The Thai dumplings are really interesting. They're different than, like, Chinese dumplings that I was used to. And I like them. So, it's a good meal.
Yeah.
Glad I got introduced to it.
Yeah. Did I introduce you?
It was when we, like, all went to Love Mama.
Oh.
It's a great place,
Love
right?
Mama is great.
Love Mama is so good.
Yeah.
Shout out small businesses.
Yeah.
Love Mama.
Yeah.
Ooh, we should order from them, see if they're open.
They were open for like the first 2 weeks of quarantine, and I haven't seen them on DoorDash recently, so
right.
We can check it out, though.
Cool.
We'll see. My number five, Korean food. And this is...
Just missed for me.
There's two main camps here.
Yes.
I haven't ventured enough in Korean barbecue. I don't trust myself to cook the meat well enough. To actually do like
see,
the real Korean barbecue.
I've only ventured in the Korean barbecue.
Which I've done it once or twice and it's awesome, but I haven't done it enough to put it on. I've two main areas: Korean fried chicken and bibimbap.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Just those two alone, that's all I need. That's all I could possibly need.
Yeah. So good.
There
are so many good Korean fried chicken places right near our apartment.
I mean, we do live near K-Town.
Yeah.
So I haven't ventured into like the Korean fried chicken world as much in terms of like I just haven't been to the best places.
Well, here's the thing: you don't like sauce.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's
but Korean fried chicken is good on like I've been to Turntable Chicken Jazz.
Yeah,
and
I've gotten
the sauce wings or boneless wings, like whatever we get there, and I like them. They're great. Oh, they're
just
spectacular.
Yeah, they're fried chicken, but
I don't mind a good like that sauce. I don't mind it, whatever flavor they got me.
Soy garlic.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
That shit was incredible.
Yeah,
yeah. Bonchon used to be my old office, and oh my god, that shit's
and
great.
And even when I've been to like Noodle Bar a few times, I've gotten the wings there, which come in like sauce. And
Ryan, maybe you like sauce.
No, fuck sauce.
Jesus. But every time you have sauce, you like it.
Only in Korean chicken.
Well, we got to start somewhere. But then I don't want to. Bibimbap seems like everything I would hate. You know, mainly vegetables. There's
yeah,
a
yeah.
lot of vegetables.
No, yeah, yeah.
But
sure.
it just fucking works for
it
some
does.
Reason.
It does.
And
really
I don't
does.
Get why,
yeah.
but it just fucking works.
Yeah.
And I love me a good bibimbap. A good bibimbap is like spiritual when you eat it. You feel great afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't disagree at all.
That's
it's
fair.
So good.
Yeah.
Probably just missed my list, though.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Ryan?
My number five, your guys' number six, Jewish food.
Ironic.
This is the part of life that feels most Jewish inside of me, is my love for Jewish food.
Okay.
I mean,
you have a Jew inside of you.
my dad's Jewish, my mom's Catholic, neither religion wanted us.
Yeah.
I'm a wanderer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the most Jewish thing you've ever said.
But yeah, the most connected I've ever felt to Judaism is how incredible the food is.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, I didn't even think bagels normally, but, like, bagels are 100% a Jewish food. I was thinking always just, like, the briskets, like, the potato pancakes.
Yeah.
Like.
We call them latkes.
The latkes.
Hamantaschen.
Oh, love me a good hamantaschen.
No. Hamantaschen or
you know
pan?
How I feel about fruity desserts.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about them.
Yeah.
And for that matter, same with jelly donuts. Soup gagnon, no thank you. I'll pass.
Yeah, no, I love me a hamantaschen.
We're not going to get into it.
I always like, to me, I associated rainbow cookies with Judaism.
Definitely.
How
about black and white cookies?
Yeah. Not as much.
What? No.
I
more
feel
so.
The opposite.
No,
yeah,
see,
what?
Because I would get rainbow cookies when I was with my Jewish side of the family. That's why I associated it with Judaism.
But you're wrong, is the thing.
I don't know the actual connection.
No, I know, but you're
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, but
I'm
we're telling you,
you,
black and white cookies.
Black and white cookies
is
are, it's like a Reuben.
But
it's
that's
a
like
level.
New York, I think black and white is more a New York City slash New York area Jewish deli thing.
I love a black and white cookie. I could just get them anywhere growing up. It didn't need to be a Jewish.
Also,
I'm
from Long Island. You understand?
No, I get that.
I do not have black and white
Thank
cookies
you.
All around.
Thank you.
And also, I don't really like black and white cookies because I'd rather just have the white.
I would rather just have the white cookie too. There were a few bagels.
I know. I'd rather have it than nothing,
and
but the white part
there,
is just the best part.
There was
part.
A few bagel places by me that did all vanilla. Gabby's Gourmet Bagel,
no,
shout out.
No,
they
no,
did all vanilla
no.
cookies.
That
oh
is
my
heresy.
God, they were
no,
so good.
No, I don't
good.
Say it's heresy, which means it's not heresy.
That's
not
that's
heresy.
Heretical in my
yeah,
opinion.
Yeah, Jewish food's incredible.
Yep.
Oh my god. Okay. Time for my number five. Oh, fuck. Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with American South.
Define American
like
South.
Barbecue. Part.
Just barbecue?
No, you get fried chicken in there too. Like you get Cajun fish in there too. I think you get
this
the
is
South.
A this okay.
Why?
This seems like a very generalized.
Fine, I can do something else. I'll just go Mediterranean then.
No, you can say it. I would just.
Well,
like,
no, we're gonna let you say it because somebody else might say it later.
No. I'll go Mediterranean, okay. And then I'll come back to it maybe later.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not trying to yuck your yum.
No. That's very fair.
Okay.
Let's talk about Mediterranean food. How about that?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
And something I really like about it is the distinct differences between like types of Mediterranean food and like the regional countries and like the regional
like
aspects.
Greek
of it.
Versus
like Greek
Turkish.
Versus like
yeah.
Israeli,
yeah.
for
yeah.
example, where like Israeli is more like. Like an Israeli salad, like a pickled cabbage, things like that. And Greek is more like more cheese-based halloumi, things
yeah.
like that. Feta cheese, obviously. More olive oil. So good. And I like all of it.
Yeah.
Like, I've never gotten... I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a place around here that... If you go and it just brings you basically like a big hot pita bread for the table and like 13 dips and you just rip off a piece.
Oh,
and,
Jesus.
And it just brings you unlimited
is
bread.
Not, is that Shuka?
No. Okay. Shuka's probably my favorite restaurant in the city too.
Spectacular.
Probably one of the best meals I've ever had. Have you been? Have
no.
I taken you there? Oh my god.
Here's the thing.
I've been there more than once.
I'm not the biggest Mediterranean fan.
I know that
fine.
About you. Yeah.
It's just like, it's not my, I don't know why.
One of your only flaws.
One of your biggest flaws.
I'll take that.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. I appreciate
yeah.
that. That's the best compliment I've ever received.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because I also think it's a flaw with myself.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I just don't love hummus that much, and it just, I don't know. It feels, it, I don't know. It's not...
Listen,
I don't know why. It just doesn't do it for
see,
me.
See, I really like that about you also. It's like kind of a good thing because that means I can keep hummus in the house and it's all to myself.
Yes. There are very few foods that I will not eat through.
If
and hummus
any,
is one of them.
If any.
Yeah.
Hummus is one of them.
Yes.
And I really like that about you.
That's good. I'm glad we've worked together for a
game.
Yeah.
I could fuck around with some, like, I could take a hummus bath.
And it's
know?
Where, like, if you put hummus out, am I going to eat it? Of course.
Why wouldn't you?
Of course.
Yeah,
I'm
what are you,
eat
crazy?
It. But, like, not my go-to.
You're never going to be, like, a little snacky and be like, ooh, some hummus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sometimes am like, fuck, I would need some pita chips right now. Like, that's a craving I'll get sometimes.
But that's not...
With hummus or without?
Doesn't matter.
Well, it
like,
kind of matters.
Yeah, no, pita chips are kind of, they fall under, like, Mediterranean as well. Pita's Mediterranean.
Yeah.
If not in the spirit.
Yes,
I think
it is.
I think it's closer to the American Mediterranean than like...
Oh, no. I've been to Greece. They give you pita bread in Greece.
Pita bread. Pita
bread.
Stacy's pita chips is
yeah,
different.
Yeah, that's different, but like it's still part of the culture.
I'll give it to you. That's fine. But yeah, I love Mediterranean food. It really does it the right way for me.
Yeah.
And like I really like the way that they cook their chicken and their lamb. Not a heavy pork culture. Which
very little pork.
Which is
yeah.
great
yeah.
for me.
A lot of fish.
Yeah, well a lot of people who live in the Mediterranean area don't eat pork.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's why
it's
great for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also
makes
why
a lot of sense.
I like Indian food a little bit, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I got to say.
Yep.
I'll go right into my number four because I know it's one I'm saying a little early. Chinese food.
Silence.
Not as early as you think. Also, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I'll say it. say it.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. So
number four.
Yeah, number four.
I lived with you. How many times have you ordered Chinese food just on your own?
Never. Maybe.
No, I have. I've ordered it a few times on my own.
To be fair, he was going to tonight. He's going to tonight until we jumped in.
I am going to tonight.
Yep,
yeah.
I give you the credit on that.
I have a few times.
Okay.
I've told you, it's the type of thing I need to be craving, and I'm not craving it 24/7.
But you have that at 4?
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing.
Because when I eat it, I'm like, oh, fuck, this is so good. And like when we had it last week, and that reminded, like, it's why I'm craving it again so soon. Like, I hadn't had it in a long time before we had it last weekend.
Yeah.
And
yeah, now you're having it this week. That's big of you.
No, because it is really good. And I was like,
yeah.
You're reminded of that sometimes. Like, you can go away from something you love.
Yeah.
We've all done that.
I've never with Chinese food.
Yeah.
Except when I was in Madison, Wisconsin, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not in that
much. There was a $10 all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet.
What?
I went there like 4 or 5 times and never got sick once. I love that place.
We
got a date there to that
place. That is...
How you brought a date there...
That is ill-advised.
Look,
beyond
there's
me.
A lot of stories about her, but that was not one of them.
Listen,
that was
do more.
If there's nothing more Midwestern than taking a date to an all-you-can-eat place...
For $10.
For $10.
Yes.
And I respect it.
Yeah, during the date, she said Sandlot was her favorite movie, and I texted our friend a lot, like, oh, I met my future wife.
Yeah.
Because she's at an all-you-can-eat Chinese place across the Sandlot.
Yeah.
I was wrong. But, like... You know,
but check the right box.
But
yeah,
like,
that checks the two most.
That's all I need, really, in my life.
Yeah. I remember, like, with camp, like, twice a year, they would take us to the all-you-could-eat Chinese buffet. And those were, like, the best food days of the camp year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's my number four. I can't believe you didn't believe me.
I still don't believe you. Oh, wait. It's also my number four. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
How are you doing?
Your list hit comprehension has been awful today.
Yeah. Sorry.
Awful.
Yeah. Chinese food is fucking great. Oh, I love everything about it. Oh, I love everything about it.
Is that why you don't believe it's my number four? Because you like refuse to have it tied with you?
No. No. I don't know. I love Chinese food, man.
Yeah.
I used to not like Chinese food until like 7 years ago. And then something clicked for me where I realized, oh, I got to stop being a little picky little eater. And I started to eat a little more.
Fair.
Chinese food was like one of the first ones that I like branched out to.
My family is huge picky eaters. Like I'll get into my number four because it's the only food we will eat besides like American food. Chinese is the only other one. That's our like, okay,
yeah.
We'll eat Chinese.
Chinese is the most expansive I've ever been in my picky eating in terms of like I've eaten fish, different sauces and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I will trust Chinese food.
Yeah.
When I shouldn't always.
Yeah. My number four, I said it a little bit. It's like, when my family looks for a restaurant, this is where we go. Italian food. It's low. I realize it's low. There's a lot of good shit in there. I realize it's low. I'm sensing the anger in the room. I get it. So I'll say my piece and then we'll leave. What's bad about Italian food? You know, what do you get? It's a lot of cheese. A lot of marinara, a lot of bread.
That's why I thought number four.
I know. It's fantastic. I get it. I don't know what else to say. You all hate me now.
I'll say it.
Okay.
I have a problem.
I want to shoot you like we're Goodfellas right now.
Okay. No. Shut your mouth. Okay. I have a problem.
Yes.
Here's my problem.
Sure.
I feel like you're not adventurous enough with your Italian food ordering.
I'll say it. I get chicken parm every time.
You get chicken parm every time, and I like if you branch out a little bit.
To what?
Whatever.
Because I also love chicken marsala, chicken piccata. I love some cream sauces. Give me a good Alfredo. I love gnocchi. Give me a good gnocchi alla vodka. Fantastic. I don't love marinara. I know it's on the chicken parm, but like the cheese overpowers it.
Yeah.
And so I don't love marinara. What else? What would you want me to try? Give me something. What are your go-to orders that I haven't tried?
Like any bolognese, any lasagna.
I'm not a huge fan. Lasagna's great. I don't order it in an Italian restaurant.
Oh, see, that's
I don't
like
think
one
it has a
go-tos.
Big ceiling.
I
think the ceiling is you can make it at home.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
And bolognese, not a big fan of. Oh.
That's crazy.
Logan, it's not worth it.
No. Every time I go to an Italian place and they have bolognese on the menu, I have to ask if it has pork in it, and 90% of the time it does, so I can't get it.
Yes.
But that glorious, glorious 10%.
It's also usually better with the pork.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't, but it, yeah.
That glorious 10% when it's just beef.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Here's also the thing, which you'll kind of get in my 1, 2, 3. I don't like eating a meal without meat, without some type of meat. And that's why I don't like just getting pasta or even bolognese.
I was that way for a while.
I need to have a chicken. And yet, look, I love a chicken parm. Give me a chicken piccata, chicken marsala, plenty of stuff. My number four is different than Ryan's four. Ryan's four is
yeah.
that he can
no,
eat it once every 3 weeks. My four is I can eat it every other day.
Listen, I'm
no.
I love.
I mean,
no.
Look.
My four, I can eat Chinese food once a week.
Okay, we're gonna do it then. We will be eating Chinese food once a week from now on, as
happily.
Long as I live there. Okay,
happily.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I could have Chinese food almost every day
right.
if I really.
That's what I'm saying. It sucked to me that I had to put it at four.
Yeah.
But that just means.
I mean, listen,
that just makes my
really,
top three. Yeah.
We're really starting to.
That's what I'm saying.
To
we're
cut
getting
down.
Close.
We're really
yeah.
getting down.
We're getting
to
close.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, go to your number three, Rye.
Mediterranean food.
Wow.
Higher than Logan. That's crazy to me.
So I don't love it as intricately as you do.
Correct, because you just get chicken and rice.
Yeah. But it's not just okay. No, so I'll do like an Israeli couscous. Farro now is like not, it's not really used in Mediterranean as much as like couscous or rice is, but it's really good. To me, it's the spices that go into Mediterranean cooking which make it my favorite because I'm not a sauce guy. I know like they have great sauces with like tahini and tzatziki, but
hummus,
and I get it. I know I'm on the wrong side of like I'm not a fan of those. But what they, like, oh man, a Mediterranean, like, spiced chicken wing, or, like, a whole chicken is incredible. I'm thinking of, like, one place in particular that used to do, like, Mediterranean spiced chicken wings. Do you ever go to Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza? There's a few of them on the East Coast.
What?
Yeah, there was one on White Pines.
Yeah.
Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza does good Mediterranean food?
I don't retweet it or endorse this at all.
Their wings had like Mediterranean type spices on them.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I just can't.
No.
Mediterranean food is really good.
Yeah, I agree. Nick?
Okay, my number three is Chinese food.
That's so low.
Yeah.
That's how much I love number... You'll see my number two, and be like, oh yeah, okay. My two and one, and you'll be like, yeah, I get it.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
I really thought it was going to be your number one.
No. We've talked a lot about...
Is your number one Chili's?
Fuck! I had to think of a new number one. It's closer than you think. Obviously, I love me some fucking Chinese food. And that was the thing I hated most about Madison. That I couldn't get it, except for that all you can eat. We've talked a lot about American Chinese food, you know, some General Tso's Kung Pao. But, like, Han Dynasty, which is more closer to, like, actual Szechuan.
So good.
Incredible. Dan Dan noodles, whatever that chicken dish that we get. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yep.
And, like, I haven't done enough exploring of, like, actual, like, more authentic Chinese food. Yeah. But...
Dim sum.
I really want to go to Chinatown and do like a noodle tour one day.
I'm very down.
Yeah. Not now. Do that order in one night.
There was a place in Hell's Kitchen that made like handmade noodles, and they had like different like noodle soups or like noodle and like that stuff. Just oh my god.
Have you ever had the place by here, Dun Huang? It's like pretty popular.
Oh, is that the like super spicy place?
No.
Or am I thinking of something else?
No, I like it.
Oh, okay.
It's just like noodle dishes.
Okay.
So good.
I have not, so maybe.
And they have
do you like ramen?
Ramen?
Yeah, definitely.
Not Chinese, I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. My thing is that, and this is why I don't like some foods like Indian food, I don't love soup. I don't love.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'd rather not have, like soup dumplings, I'm not a huge fan of, because, like, I don't want to have to drink the soup.
I like
the
soup dumplings.
It's going to be separate.
I love the soup in Jewish food. But I don't love the...
I love it when the soup is separate. I want to drink the soup as the soup, not as part of my meal.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to have a noodle soup where I've got to eat the noodles and also drink soup at the
same
time.
And get your protein in that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, exactly. I'd rather just have it without the soup. Yeah. That might be me being crazy, but that's...
No, I don't like soup generally, except for like French onion soup.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, not Chinese food, but just curious.
Fair.
Your
number three.
Time for my number three... And this is going to be low for me. Thai food.
That is low for you. Yeah. I thought this higher. Yeah.
Oh.
You love your
Thai food. Your Thai food.
I really do.
Yeah.
I was always, like, about it. I always liked, Pad See Ew, Pad Thai, stuff like that. But I started to get really into it when I started work, actually, because across my old office, like, two offices ago, was a really good Thai place that had, like, a questionable rating.
The best kind.
Yeah, that's the type of Thai place you need.
And you could get like a full meal and a half there for like $9.50.
Yeah.
So Nick makes his Chinese choices.
Yeah. Ryan kept telling me, oh, it's got 4.8 out of 5 on Yelp for this Chinese restaurant we're trying to try. And I was like, that's not what I am looking for.
A questionable health rating.
Yeah, no, I want a B rating. That's how you know they're giving you the best possible prices.
Yeah. But yeah, so good.
Yeah.
I like the noodle dishes, like I said, I've always kind of liked those. I started venturing into the rice dishes, like a basil fried rice. And then when I was in Australia, me and our friend who I was there with, we started ordering and sharing like a bunch of the different curries and like all this stuff. And like, it's so, so good.
Yeah.
The spices they use, the everything. It's so good. I love it so much.
Yeah.
One of the foods that makes me happiest when on like a cold, rainy day, I think a lot of people turn to like a ramen or a soup of some kind to like warm them up, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about Thai food, where just like a basil fried rice will like warm my inside.
Yeah.
In like a very comforting way.
I can go on with my number two, which is something that warms and comforts me. It's American Southern. I was like thinking specifically if I had to choose between like fried chicken or barbecue. Fried chicken.
Like Nashville fried chicken? Like what kind of fried chicken?
You can't choose a...
Okay, here's the thing.
You can't make me choose a state.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
I had American food as my number two. Is that allowed?
I don't think all of America is allowed.
What is your American food?
For me, it's like bar food, like hamburgers, fried
shit. I think you should say like American bar food.
Okay, I'll say American bar food.
Yeah. And I picked
Southern because I'm like, we're going to have to specify regions.
Sure, fair. But where in this, because like, I feel like the South does a lot of stuff different. Like, yeah, Nashville hot chicken is very
different.
But
I think you get all of that by saying, long as all of America's bar food, by saying American bar food, I can get all of the Southern states by saying the South.
Okay, sure. You do your list however you want.
Well, no, because like, I will say specifically then, if I have to choose a city, Nashville.
I thought you don't like spicy.
You can get it with less spice than like people prefer.
Got it.
But that's like, you can get the best fried chicken, the best barbecue.
Not the best barbecue.
Some of the best barbecue.
Martin's was good.
I will be talking more about barbecue in the future. Don't you worry.
You can get some of the best barbecue in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. And also, Logan, I do not want to hear your takes on barbecue.
Why?
Because you can't have ribs.
Yeah, that's not
fair. Can't have ribs and you... I mean, like, I haven't had barbecue in Austin yet. Like, I've had barbecue in a lot of places that are famous for barbecue, but... I feel like Austin's the coup de grace for that, but... I don't know. I feel like you, by saying the South, you get barbecue contingent and you get fried chicken contingent. And those are the meals that make me by far the happiest. Like biscuits, cornbread, like bring me some of the most joy in terms of bread. Like fried chicken, days. I could eat it for days.
Yeah. And for me, American bar food, just to touch on it, hamburger, I love it. Like a cheeseburger is one of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah.
As shown by my having, Shake Shack and Five Guys as my two favorite American chains. And then I think I get like French fries in there, like all those apps that we love,
onion,
all those fried apps, chicken tenders, like all that shit.
Yeah, that's all there.
That's still my
good best. Old America, baby. Yeah.
I think it all counts.
See, I think that I feel worse about the Southern because it's like if you're gonna say a region, you should go more.
To be fair, we didn't have to pick regions for all these other
countries. But we don't know enough about it.
You're just being an asshole.
You'll see with my future ones, with my number one. My number two is similar to your bar food, and it's diner breakfast.
Oh.
And if you want me to choose, I would choose New Jersey diner breakfast.
Okay.
Because I feel like they do it the best.
What?
What do you mean, what?
I know what you mean, like diner breakfast.
Yes, this is exactly what I mean. Give me some goddamn eggs. Give me some hash browns. Give me some bacon. With some pancakes in the middle.
A chocolate milk, perhaps.
Yeah, oh, of course a chocolate milk.
I love chocolate milk, but yeah. That's all I really want. And you know what? If we're going to make it interesting, you know? Do it some skillet where you mix everything together,
nice little pancakes for the table.
Yeah, nice little pancakes for the table,
yeah,
maybe some waffles.
Yeah,
what? Ryan, you're incredulous right now.
No, I support this decision wholeheartedly. All I'm saying is, if you could put this, I could put American Southern food.
I can't fight that. You can't fight that.
I think this is very specific.
You're saying American Southern food. I was like, can you put that somewhere else? Like, if you want to say Southern fried chicken,
I did specifically say Nashville
as
a city. If you're gonna make me say a city,
yes.
Nashville, because you can get the best of fried chicken.
I will
and
say,
the best
when we were in
America.
Nashville, that was like the best we ate. Like,
we ate like kings.
Oh,
and that's fine. But there, I feel very different.
I would wait in line at Hattie B's right now for hours.
With 6 feet. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
Yeah, that's why I don't find bar food or diner breakfast. I feel like they're different.
So would you say diner breakfast is better if the diner's in the back of a bowling alley? Or is
yes.
it really bad?
That's my favorite. Yeah, my favorite home diner is in the back of a bowling alley.
It's
and
so good.
Is it not great?
Oh, it's so good.
It's fantastic.
I'm surprised. That's why I'm surprised you said New Jersey.
Lovely.
Not
well, because New Jersey's known for their diners. Like, I feel like...
Is it?
I definitely feel like it is.
I mean, what else is New Jersey going to be known for?
Like, diners are everyone's got great diners.
Bruce and the diners.
I feel like New Jersey is known specifically for its diners. But everywhere's got great diners.
I always thought it was
diners.
Just like a near tri-state area thing.
You can do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much credit to New York, though. So, like, I'd rather give it to New
Jersey.
Well,
like, my favorite thing about, like, all my friends from New York in college, it's like everybody has their favorite diner.
Yeah, of course.
The Broadway diner. I know people love the Mamaroneck diner. Like,
yeah. Nothing in New York City can be a good diner. It's too expensive.
I haven't been to
it. In Westchester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't been to it. So when I moved into the city, I was like, I want to try every diner in the city. And I went to like 12, 15 of them. And I'm like, these just aren't the same as the diners in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diners in the suburbs are so much better. Me and my friends, we'd go to the diner like every Friday night in high school. Like, that was our Applebee's where people would go for like half price apps. We'd go to the diner.
Nothing better than like calling one of your friends on like a Saturday morning and be like, are you up? Do you want to go get breakfast?
Yeah.
And, like, heading to the diner.
Shit. Does this mean diner is a cuisine?
Diner breakfast, I feel like, it counts.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Does that change? I
didn't think of diner as a cuisine, but I might be reorganizing.
Okay, great. I'm going to go with my number one, and the reason I was so mad at you for not being specific, it's Texas barbecue. Because I find that barbecue is very different at different places.
It definitely is.
And so what I love about Texas is that there's almost zero barbecue sauce. It's very dry rub oriented. Okay. I don't love barbecue sauce. And barbecue's my number one.
To me, that's preposterous.
It's ketchup based, so, you know.
But I hate ketchup.
I know.
I despise ketchup, and I still love barbecue
sauce. I'm
much more
of a, obviously not being a sauce person, of a spice blend guy.
Yes.
And I've never had Texas barbecue.
What do I do with you people?
Put a good dry rub. Look, will I have ribs with barbecue sauce? Absolutely. I'm not going to say no. But put a good dry rub on the ribs, the brisket. Whole fucking boy am I going to town.
One of my favorite meal memories of the last year or so.
I don't tag you, but continue.
We were in Asheville.
We're all thinking.
Asheville, North Carolina. We hiked 9 miles, kind of by accident. We were supposed to do like close to 5 or 6. And we get off the mountain.
I don't think we did 9 miles, but continue.
No, we did.
It was 9 miles.
It didn't feel like
no,
that.
It didn't at all.
Yeah.
But because we were just having
it
fun.
It did to some of us.
Yeah, well.
No, but because we were just having fun.
Right.
But it was 9 miles.
Yeah.
And we get off the mountain. This was the plan all along, but we get off the exit.
Yep.
We go to this place. What was it called? Do you remember?
I don't even
know. It was like Phil's
Barbecue.
It was like Phil's Pit Shack or something like that. Where
exactly
it was
what you want.
So shitty looking and also so great looking in that very same way. You know, where like the worst looking restaurants can look amazing too.
Yeah.
Holy
and
shit.
And we ate like kings.
Yes.
Because we were all ravenous, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I think all we brought was like some peanuts and some raisins.
Right, exactly. Fantastic.
Oh my god.
And so.
And they had like a bunch of different sauces. They had the North Carolina, the white, and the Alabama, and like. Yeah.
And yes, they were all good. The reason I said Texas is so when I was working at Epic, they send you out to different hospitals and clinics to make sure the system's running correctly. And so I went to San Angelo, Texas alone. There's nothing, let me tell you right now, nothing to do to San Angelo, Texas. And I had a $60 meal budget a day. And so I would go to just pick a barbecue place, drive there, and spend $40. Try the ribs, try the brisket, try the hush puppies, try, you know, a little bit of this and that. Let's have their mac and cheese. How's their slaw
the greens.
Here? And my fucking God, it was, I haven't had a better food experience in my life. Just like these random hole-in-the-wall barbecue places just giving you some great fucking ribs.
Oh, I bet.
And my God, it was great.
It's why, like, I don't even know if I'm qualified to that point, say I like barbecue because I haven't had Texas barbecue. Like, I've had Nashville barbecue. I've had Memphis barbecue.
Yes.
I've had Kansas City barbecue.
That's the only one I haven't had yet
that I want to. It is.
I know.
Also, rub, like, more rub-based.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to, like, the famous, I think it was, like, Jack Stacks or something when I was in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It was so fucking good. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's why I wanted you to be specific, because I feel like Southern food, you need to be specific. They're so different.
That's why I'm fine. If you just want to give me fried chicken, more than happy to make that my number two.
You do your list. And we can't speak to specifics of Chinese food, but we can speak to specifics on American.
Fair.
That's why I was,
yeah.
Okay, that was a long time for me, so someone else do their number one.
Before I go into my one, I just like to officially announce a change. I was not anticipating diner food to be a cuisine. Now that I know it is, it needs to take its rightful place at number 3.
Gotta think outside the box.
So Mediterranean goes to 4, Chinese 5, Jewish 6. Unfortunately, Thai food, we'll see you tomorrow.
Ooh.
We all had Jewish 6.
I would see Thai food tomorrow.
I've been craving go-go curry, as we all know, so I might order that instead.
Fair.
But yeah, diner food is the food of my childhood.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Get into your number one, though.
Broadway diner, celebrity diner, on-prairie diner, all classics, but nothing beats my number one. It's also Logan's. It's Italian food.
Yeah. That's fair.
The fact that it was your number four is preposterous.
I mean, the things I have above it, I fucking love. Like, it's not like I hate Italian food. There's too many good things to put in front of there.
Yeah, it is one of the things that I am most proud of having a great-grandparent from Sicily for. Because I can say it's in me.
Sure.
I think that some would argue against that, but that's not the point.
It's 100% in me. I have Italian blood.
Sicilian blood.
It's a difference. I know.
There is a difference. Do you guys know this? But the town I grew up in was super, super, super Italian, and all my high school friends have super Italian last names.
Yeah.
So I just remember, like, all of them would go to Nona's house on the night for dinner, like, and would have to leave when we were watching football on Sundays, and then they come back, and that whole culture of food is great. But also just the actual food itself is stupendous.
Yes.
I would eat anything from an Italian restaurant. Literally anything. If it was just put in front of me and I'd eat it, delicious.
Yeah. So Italian is, look, this is kind of my ascent from super picky. Like, I started with the basics. The plain, like, chicken cutlets and the pasta with butter. I'm not going to lie.
What do you still get at Italian places?
No, that's not what I get now.
What did you... order it? No, in the past 2 weeks, have you ordered buttered noodles and chicken cutlet from an Italian place? Yes or no?
I didn't order chicken cutlet. I've ordered buttered noodles, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I apologize.
Sometimes you got to throw it back to where you started. But now, like, as I've grown, like, in high school, and, like, my grandma, she kind of adopted, because it was my grandpa's family who was Italian, she kind of adopted, like, cooking Italian dinner-style dinners when she would cook for the family. It was where I started growing, and, like, bolognese is one of the greatest things in the world. It's a good ragu sauce. Basically, any type of pasta that isn't... I don't love Alfredo. Or more like cream... like, but alla vodka. Holy shit.
Pesto.
It's not my sauce of choice, but it's great.
I thought you hated pesto.
No, I refuse to accept I like it because I don't like sauces, but I've had pesto a couple of times. And
that's such
great.
A weird way to live, though. I don't get
that. We're not here to we've talked enough about how Ryan's hatred of sauces.
I just don't get it.
But even, like, I love marinara. Like, I denied marinara sauce out of my life for 21 years, and I'm like, holy shit, I was doing so much wrong.
And you don't see that with other sauces? Okay.
Yeah.
No, because Italian's where I feel most comfortable. It's where I feel like, I can go outside the box, and it has my back. It's so good.
Yeah. I think, similar to Nick's Italian food thing, I have a problem with your Italian food thing, where you just, like, you don't spice it up enough. I wish you would get out of the box a
little bit. But I do. Like, what do you want me to try that I haven't tried?
Yeah, I think your arguments have been great of what else. I understand only order chicken parm, but I think Italian food is somewhat limited.
See, I think Italian food is where you can be the most... Like, I will eat fish in the Italian world. Like, scallops.
I've never seen you eat fish.
I've had scallops with you. Definitely once before.
Oh, I guess I don't count that as fish because I can't have it.
But it is fish. Like, I'll eat, like, a really good scallop. Like, a lot of Italian restaurants will do, like, soft-shell crab-type dishes sometimes that are really good.
I don't go to Italians for soup.
But, yeah, no, that's not what I go for.
But that's me, like, as a crusty...
Fried calamari.
Everyone does calamari.
Yeah, but Italian places do it the best.
Got it, okay.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a crusty New Englander. I get my seafood my own way.
I think if I could have one dish for the rest of my life, it's just, like, pasta. Like,
give me homework. Next time we order Italian food, what should I order?
I'll write down a couple for you.
Because, like, look, I've had the entire menu. I know what I like, and it's usually chicken parm.
Were you with us when we went to Little Frankie's?
Yes. I've been to Little Frankie's.
What'd you get?
I do not remember.
I think you got the chicken parm now I'm thinking about it.
Probably.
Yeah, and it was good.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good.
Look, chicken parm is fantastic. Yeah. Most Italian.
See, I just like stuff. To like, maybe this is more of a me, this that's is more a, of a me problem, but I like to mix it up.
Once,
you know?
I find something good on a menu, that's what I get.
Oh, see.
I get the same thing at the Cheesecake Factory. I get the same thing at Chili's every time. I'm the type of person that I go somewhere and I like it, that's what I'm going to get. Every time I order Chinese food, I get General Tso's.
That's
Do
fair.
I love other stuff? Absolutely. That's what I get at every Chinese restaurant.
And one of the craziest things, like, was when my family, like, I got to go to Italy maybe like 12 years ago or something like that, and try Italian food there. And you know, you see how different it is from like what you're introduced to here in ways. But just like the way, like, a pasta dish in Italy is so much better than any pasta dish. And that was what I would get, like, sometimes be like me and not try. But I remember trying some stuff when I was in Italy and like starting to expand into the pasta world, because every pasta dish is the most incredible thing. Yeah, like, I need to go back.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
I haven't been to Italy, unfortunately, but I have gone to like fresh pasta places, and oh my god, just
there's
like
a place on Houston called Ruffetto's that makes fresh pasta. It's
so good,
so fucking good.
Okay, I went to a place in Miami that was excellent.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a we didn't even talk about mozzarella, like the best cheese. We didn't even talk about Italian delis. Which,
holy shit,
personally for me, is better than Jewish delis.
See, that's where you lose me.
There's an Italian deli down in the West Village. That name I can't remember.
But that's just like cold cuts and stuff, right? Usually.
Not you get sandwiches there too.
Sure, but that's what they're... That's like what they're... No, like, what... If you go to Italian deli, what do you get?
Chicken cutlet sandwiches. Yeah.
You can get chicken parm sandwiches there.
Sure, yeah. I don't know.
But like, for me, I would get... Like a chicken cutlet, mozzarella, arugula, roasted red pepper, balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
Look,
I love
about, think about the South.
Casa de Italia.
Yeah.
It's great. It's not, those are fantastic.
For me, that is better than a Jewish deli. I'd rather that sandwich from that place, Casa de Italia, than
ooh,
a pastrami.
That's a good
scene.
No,
I would too. I'd rather have a Reuben.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I get it.
That's fair. And look, I fucking love Casa. It was great.
Yeah.
Great chicken parm.
Yeah.
Give me a chicken cutlet sandwich, some onions, some lettuce, some ham on there.
The problem for me with the Katz's, for example, not that there's any problem, but I, like, for an Italian deli, I can eat that every day and I'll feel fine. For a big pastrami thing, I can't eat it. It's too heavy for me.
The best, and this is blasphemous and I might lose my Judaism over this, the best Jewish deli I've ever had was in Madison at Epic Systems. There was like one of the Jewish kitchen chefs made a deli in there, and it was $4 for a quarter pound Reuben. Oh my god.
I'm trying to show the listeners the look of disgust on my face right now.
It was incredible. They made great arugula, great black and white cookies, and they had chicken schnitzel on Fridays. Oh my god, I went there 3 days a week. At least. It was so fucking good.
One of my biggest regrets is that we never went to
Great Knishes as well.
In Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to Kaufman's, which was great, but never went to Manny's.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, nothing. And at Casa de Italia, when we went 2 weeks ago, sitting in your car, eating that sandwich, I was like one of the happiest I've been in a while.
Three of us just sitting in my car, just like housing a huge sandwich.
That was great. Yeah.
So good.
It honestly made like one of my drives that I take might be to Harrison to get like two sandwiches.
We didn't even talk about gelato, which I think is far better than ice cream.
My first time in Italy, I had gelato 3 times a day.
Me too. And you know I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. All right. We've talked a lot about
this. We love food.
Any short lists?
Yeah, I had a couple.
Yeah.
Mexican food. No one brought
Mexican
food.
Yeah, no one mentioned.
Food.
Yeah, that I was hate the only
Mexican
one.
It was originally my number 6.
Yeah, because they have sauces on everything.
Yeah. You need,
and
it's
flavor.
Not, it's not
and
for
spicy.
Me. I hate beans.
It was originally number 6 before I remember Jewish food was a thing.
7th man for me.
Yeah.
Japanese was my 7th man.
Yeah. Sushi's great, and I love go-go curry, like Japanese.
I think
sushi,
if I was more into sushi, which was my goal
reason,
for this year, but I'm not yet. But, you know, we'll see.
The reason it was my 7th man was strictly because of hibachi. Like, sometimes you gotta
you
gotta throw the MVP a bone.
I mean, yeah. Chicken teriyaki's great, yeah.
Like, you go to a hibachi meal is one of my favorite go-to meals in the world.
Yeah.
And so I just had to like throw Japanese.
That's fair. I also had like French
food. I love French food. Meh.
The actual dinners aren't that great, in my opinion, because it's a lot of like shellfish and snails and stuff.
Sure.
But the pastries and bread generally is great.
Yeah. And the only other one I had is Peruvian. Chicken.
Pio Pio.
Chicken and rice base.
Sure.
You can get French fries and hot dogs in the same dish. What's not to love?
Salchipapa.
Sure.
Delicious.
Sure.
All right, let's recap. This has been long enough.
They've way too long. My number 6, Jewish food. Number 5, Korean fried chicken and bibimbap. Number 4, Italian food. Number 3, Chinese food. Number 2, diner breakfast. And number 1, Texas barbecue.
My number 6, Jewish food. 5, Chinese food. 4, Mediterranean food. 3, the late edition diner food. 2, American southern food, specifically the city of Nashville. And number 1, Italian food.
My number 6 is Jewish food, 5, Mediterranean food, 4, Chinese food, 3, Thai food, 2, American bar food, and 1, Italian food.
We did. Man,
we ran long today. Yep. We ran long today. But yeah. I think rightfully you know
so. It's because someone had 7 on their list.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
and once again, we blame Ryan. But we'll be back tomorrow with another brand new episode of the Quarantine Podcast. Tune in then to find out what we're ranking. Talk to you tomorrow.